Random House Audio presents A Thousand Pardons by Jonathan Dee. Read for you by Mark Deakins. Chapter 1. Helen tried not to look at her watch, because looking at your watch never changed anything. But it was already 6:45, and her husband's headlights had yet to appear at the top of the hill. Evening had darkened to the point where she had to press her forehead to the kitchen window and frame her eyes with her hands just to see outside. Meadow Close was a dead-end street, and so even if she couldn't make out the car itself, the moment she saw headlights of any kind cresting the hill, there was a 1 in 6 chance they were Ben's. More like 1 in 3, actually, because by turning her face a bit in the bowl of her hands, she could see the Hughes's car parked in their driveway, and the Griffins, and that obscene yellow Hummer that belonged to Dr. Parnell. "Mom," Sarah yelled from the living room, "can I have some more seltzer?" 12 was old enough to get your own fanny out of the chair and pour your own third glass of seltzer. But it was Tuesday, and on Tuesday evening, guilt always ruled, which was why Sarah was eating dinner in front of the TV in the first place. And so Helen said only pointedly, "Please?" "Please," Sarah answered. She couldn't help stealing a look at the kitchen clock as she closed the refrigerator door. 6:50. Mr. Passive-Aggressive strikes again, she thought. She wasn't always confident she understood that expression correctly, passive-aggressive, but she referred to it instinctively whenever Ben failed to do something he had promised her he would do. Sarah was sitting on the couch with her plate on her lap and her feet on the coffee table, watching.